The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey guys, gotta let you know that we have some incredible limited edition Skankfest merch that is going to be available from just October 4th to October 11th. If you want to get your Skankfest merch on time for Skankfest, you got to order between October 4th and October 11th. We have hoodies, t-shirts, hats. You got to check out this shit. The fucking Texas Chainsaw theme one is really, really cool. Yeah. Go right now to podcastmerch.com October 4th through the 11th and grab your limited edition Skankfest merch and be that much cooler at Skankfest South. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't get. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
If like Jay's sending out links for fucking these girls before the show.
I sent out no link at all. I told Bobby she wanted to see the show.
Told me to send out the link.
How did you know that she wanted to see the show, Jay?
Because she's coming to see my show, and she was messaging me on Instagram.
Simp.
Simp. Know what that is?
City. Simp City, doggy. You're living there, dude. You're the mayor of Simp City.
I think for Lewis, anyone who talks to a woman is a simp.
Okay, Dalton, don't fucking come at me. Just you're all confident again because Dave's not here.
Right. I'm not confident. I've never been confident.
If Dave was here right now, Dalton would be fucking putting his own fucking shoelaces in his mouth.
But Dave is not here.
What?
Dave is not here because his baby is being born into the world.
His baby's being born into the world.
Yeah, congrats to Dave, by the way. I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, he and I, but that's big. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's fucking awesome.
So funny, Dave's the last one of us to have kids, and he now has the most kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, he convinced his wife to give up his dreams to be a housewife. That's fucking the dream that we all tried to, like, nobody.
Almost, nobody, she convinced him to give up his dreams to become a house husband.
Hell yeah. Congrats to Dave. She went into the hospital tonight. It was a little bit last minute. We got Dalton here. Colm is supposed to come on any minute. Did you guys send Colm the link?
Yes,
sent link. Colm Turrell's gonna be here. It's gonna be, and fans are popping in. It's gonna be a whole thing. We got another Zoom show. I'm in my brand new home studio setup.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks fucking dope, right?
I like the purple accent wall.
Your acceptance of the bonfire logo is pretty dope. I appreciate that.
That's not the bonfire logo.
It is, though.
No, that's just flames.
I don't know.
Lewis just likes fire.
It's the bonfire logo.
No. Oh, no. That is just flames. I would not put a bonfire logo behind my personal studio wall.
Yeah, of course you would. It looks like Courtney C has to fart. I like seeing the fans.
Yeah, dude, Courtney C's face is just, she's like, I'm going to fart.
She's right cracking now. A rat. And she's been holding that one in for a little bit.
Right now.
That's a slow, long one.
What a fucking day. So yeah, shout out to Dave. Little baby Lewis is coming into this world.
Little
right
baby
now.
Lewis. Spelled the same way.
Incredible. Yeah. Little baby Louis
Smith. Louis Smith.
Look who joins us. Look who joins us.
Also,
Kyle Elizabeth is making the same face as Courtney C. She's also farting.
Also for
why are all the girls farting in there? It's really actually funny if you imagine all the girls to be farting in their profile.
It does. It looks like Sarah's lifting a cheek to get one out.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. There you go.
Oh, nice. Right.
Hell yeah. What up, tits? What's going on, tits?
Who's this?
Wait a second. Kyle Elizabeth, were you at the worst show this weekend in Austin?
Yeah.
Fucking simp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking simp-ass Jay just noticing every bitch in the crowd.
I'm sorry, I'm good to the fans. We talked about her tit tattoos during the show.
As a simp would.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And Manhands, you look like you, your profile picture actually looks like a serial killer, so that's fine. Yeah, what's going on? Colm, you here?
I'm here now, yeah.
We're just getting rolling, baby boy. We just started. We've been recording for a minute. We're getting the show going.
You're already recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were playing a little zip, zap, zop before this.
What's that?
It's that improv game. How do you play it?
You have to be in a room with other people, but we could try it here. You clap your hands.
Yeah.
You clap your hands towards the other person and go zip. And then they clap their hands towards the next person and go zap. And then it comes back around, I don't know, and then they go zop.
Oh, thank God we gave you something to do tonight.
Yeah, hey. And so it's how you become fun. It's how you pay $600 to become funny.
Oh, are you, what level of improv are you now?
I level 3. I finally made it. I graduated level 2 finally.
Dude, Lainey keeps trying to get everyone to book Jasmine St. Clair, who's the porn star who did the 300 person gangbang back in the 90s.
I remember.
But she doesn't want to talk about porn at all in any way. She only wants to talk about her improv.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when you're Jasmine St. Clair? Do you remember when you were zip, zap, zopped by those 300 guys?
Yeah. Remember? You were rolling in zop. There was so much zop on you. You were zopping wet.
They were playing freeze tag while they fucked her. The guy came and tapped him, and he was like, all right, let me in.
Some of the guys came at her zip. Some of the guys came at her zap. Some of the guys came at her zop.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy hosting it was Ron Jeremy. 300 years in jail.
A year for every black guy?
Oh, dude, it's wild, Ron Jeremy, how long he's in jail.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, he's up for the charges. He's not
Has he not been
he's not sentenced yet.
Sentenced yet?
300 potential years.
Yeah, R. Kelly is now sentenced, or just got found guilty. He's going to be sentenced soon, too.
Yeah, dude. He got found guilty on all charges finally.
He was railroaded.
It's crazy that he was acquitted last time. That was surprising to me. I thought it was a technicality or something. But he was just fucking acquitted. Colm, yeah, you didn't hear Dave's off becoming a dad for the second time.
Nice. A little boy?
Yeah.
The Skanks finally have a little boy.
Finally.
Good.
Yeah.
Finally, a man to take over the
It's finally the throne. Finally's time.
Yeah, we're very, very excited. It's been it was last minute, which is good though. I'm glad you guys are on the show together. Everyone loves you guys, the Hick and the Mick. as they're known from the Real Ass Podcast. We have a lot to talk about on tonight's show. This is a Zoom show. We gotta get a couple Zoom shows going. I'm gonna be out of town for the next couple weeks as well. So we're gonna be getting some shit going. But I'll tell you right now, Jay, I have a great Lewis freak out today that I want to talk about.
You told me briefly what it's about, but I want to see it and hear it.
Yeah, we have video evidence. I know after watching this. Oh damn, that fucking blunt looks good, doggy.
You're not allowed to smoke blunts, Lewis?
No, I can. I just don't have any blunt wraps.
Oh.
And I typically don't smoke blunts in the house, but I would for this show. This would be a good one. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a big hole in it though.
I have a ball with Pickle Rick on it.
Hell yeah.
Where cool. Are you, Jay?
In the dark.
I am in Miami.
Nice.
Yeah, Ari, I thought you. Yeah, it looked like you're in a cabana.
Yeah, it's a pool out back. Ari did it at Airbnb instead of hotels. Smart. I would never think to do that.
Really? I sometimes have done that, and I will do it every once in a while. It depends on the city. Sometimes you get fucked in the prices.
Also, it's who you're going with. It's like me, him, and Justin. So it's three buddies. So we got like a three-bedroom or four-bedroom with a guest house and shit, like pool house. It's pretty great.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. I like somebody cleaning up if I want the place to be cleaned up.
Me too, but they don't really do that in hotels anyway anymore. What's going to be funny is my bedroom is going to be by far the only haven of cleanliness is going to be my guess.
No, I feel like Justin. I feel like Justin's a pretty clean. He's a closeted homosexual.
He's going to be cleaning up blood and cum, all sorts of narcotics. He brought his own cleaning materials.
Yeah, you guys ever sutures guys for ever, his asshole?
Have you guys ever stayed in a hostel?
Yeah. Never in my life, no.
Loads of them.
Me and the rest of the Loud Boys went to Chicago last weekend, and I to save money, stayed in a hostel. So well, I had to sleep in a...
That's insane.
I slept in a bunk bed with three strangers.
Yeah, I've done that when I went traveling around fucking Vietnam and shit, or Europe. I didn't go to fucking Delaware Chicago. And just sleep with some junkies.
Calm, you actually went to Nam?
I went to Vietnam, Thailand, Laos. Yeah, I was there, dude. That's don't bring it up.
The way you got to talk.
Saigon, you weren't there. You weren't there.
You can't you ever just kill tell a man
that you visited Vietnam. You're like, dude, I was in Nam.
Did you shoot a cow with a bazooka?
I wish I would have. I would have.
That'd be cool.
Dude, my buddy that's in the military this weekend at my grandmother's, or Monday at my grandmother's funeral, he came in. It was pretty funny as the night went on. He started, you know, he was telling like stories of the war, and you just tell he wanted, no one would ask him. So he just like laid it out. He goes, and you're probably wondering, and yeah, I have killed people, but you know, you got to just compartmentalize. So, okay, John.
Was that during the eulogy?
Okay. Yeah. It was during the Shiva.
What was Vietnam like?
My dad used to show him. Yeah, what was Vietnam like?
Thanks, Dalton. Dalton's fucking
great question,
asshole.
Dalton. You know, great idea. Question.
You know,
great
you bring up an
Dalton.
Interesting point. Colm, tell us a little bit about Vietnam.
This is tricky. The Zoom thing. I feel like we're talking, like I'm stepping on you guys, but this is
I feel
hard.
Like we're stepping on each other.
Yeah. You feel like we're stepping on each other, Colm?
No, wait. You go. Okay. All right. Now, Lewis, go ahead.
That was good.
Oh, my screen just went off. I can't even see you guys now.
Good. Good.
All right, cool. What was Vietnam like? Why were you there?
Goddamn Dave getting his bitch pregnant. Ruined this whole show.
Yeah, pull out, you fucking weirdo.
He could have zip-zaps off that baby 6 months ago.
He's
right. Oh, there we go. You guys are back.
Are we watching Sofabab getting ready to commit a murder or something?
Fucking who's Sofabab?
I don't know, but he's live and he's driving.
He's not supposed to have his camera on.
Just somebody driving?
I think he was just looting a Target.
He's on the run. That was like fucking hardcore Harry.
Whoa, Sofabab stole a cop car.
Damn. Did you guys like that movie, Hardcore Henry?
I never saw it, but I heard it was fun.
Dude, it's fucking sick.
Oh, right. It was they shot like a video game.
It's first person, but it's first person. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it's like I don't have to do any of the work. You know, it's like a video game, but I could just relax.
Yeah, he's got like guns or like nailed to his hands, right?
Yeah, he's got like cybernetics or whatever. It's cool, man. Tim Roth is in it.
Colm, tell me why you were in fucking.
I just me and one of my friends went traveling for the summer, so we went to Ibiza for 2 months. And then we went to Southeast Asia for 2 months.
That, by the way, if people from like the UK and from Europe, they say Ibiza as Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Yeah. But you're supposed to say it.
I know you're supposed to, but there's a fucking Z.
I just say Ibiza right and then people, after... and then cunts go, it's Ibiza. Well, then go there, fuckhole. I don't want to hang out with those baloney dick fucking Mexicans.
Yeah. I don't even know what I have no idea what Ibiza even is. Doesn't sound like just an island where they have gay sex and do fucking ecstasy.
It sort of is. And then once in a while, Paris Hilton shows up to DJ.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's it. Yeah, it's a awesome place if you want to just do a bunch of cheap drugs for an entire summer. And then we moved on. We went to Thailand. And we traveled around Thailand for about 5-6 weeks. And then we went to Laos.
And we were just knee deep in 12-year-old pussy. So we stayed there for a full 6 weeks.
Dude, can we? Don't put me under a spot like this, dude.
Damn, Colm fucked a child.
Damn, Colm.
Nah, but you know these Colm. Asians, dude.
Nah,
these
Asian guys.
Nah,
you can't tell how old they are. That's not your fault. They might be young. They might be old.
I thought I bought a Louis Vuitton suit too. It wasn't until I got back someone was like, "Yo, dude, that was a child." I was like, "All right." Oh, Was that a child? I thought she was just small.
Yeah, she was wearing a child's underwear, but she had face scars. So I don't know. What do you do? Fuck it.
Was that a child? I thought she was just crying. I had no idea.
Did you bang any prostitutes while you were in Thailand?
I dipped it in a few. Yeah, I got tricked by one before.
A lady boy.
Not a lady boy. No. But I know loads of people that fucked ladyboys because by the time they get back to the apartment...
Not on this podcast.
Absolutely not. Not tonight.
Well, not loads.
He's in a hospital right now.
Colin fucked a ladyboy and he liked it.
The taste of his big fat wiener.
I would, though. If you went to Thailand and you saw the ladyboys...
Well, it's called
I didn't mean to say that. If you go to Thailand and you see the lady boys, they are better looking than a lot of the not lady boys I have fucked. So,
yeah.
What's
they look good. I've looked at them on the internet. They look good.
There was a documentary on HBO years ago about a Hawaii all trans like strip club or something. And I
Hotel Street.
Is that what it's called? I would have fucked every one of them.
Yeah, I think
everyone more gorgeous than the next. And I think so. It'd be funny if you find the trailer because maybe they're all horrible and I just want to fuck guys.
I think Ron White had a bit about that where he claims he fucked one of those people back in the day and didn't know they were a tranny.
Ain't that always the excuse?
But you're into trannies, aren't you, Dalton? Like that's your thing, right?
No, I've watched porn with trannies in it, but no, not really. It's more of a morbid curiosity.
Oh, I thought you meant you were jerking off to it.
No, I mean, yeah, taking a peek.
I jerked off to it, but it's like I could jerk off to anything.
I watch tape because I want to hunt them.
That's like,
yeah.
So I have to learn their ways first.
You've never jerked off and felt completely disconnected to what you were watching? Where it's
No, dude. I tell the computer.
No, but I was like, do you like Cheerios? And you're like, no. But I eat Cheerios a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just answered this tranny question. You're like, I don't like tranny, but I jerk off to tranny porn all the time. I'm not into that.
All the time. I say like sometimes I have. Yes.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
I've tried getting into the chicks with dicks fucking a girl. I just can't.
That's cool. That looks cool, man.
Yeah, I can't, though.
Not rules. That's pretty cool. That's pretty badass.
You know what's even more cool? A chick with dick fucking another chick with a dick. And you get to see sodomy.
Well, now you're back to just two men having sex.
Two men with tits. that could be Lewis and Jay fucking each other for all we know.
I don't know what that is, dude. I think that's how you make like a nuclear reaction. It's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, we figured out fission, everybody.
Yeah.
Great news.
Isn't that how they made the first frog? I don't know.
Nuclear fission?
Hey, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is a unique online service that makes getting your dick hard that much easier. It's a chewable pill. It comes right to your door in discreet packaging. You don't have to go to the doctor and have a conversation about erectile dysfunction or about how you want to please your woman or man better. You can simply do it all online. You have a questionnaire that you fill out. You get linked up with an online physician, and then they deliver it right to your door in discreet packaging. It's a pretty incredible service.
I found one in my toiletry bag out here. And I'll tell you what, I might just walk around this place with a boner.
Why not, dude? Why not?
There's zero reason why I shouldn't.
Honestly, it's actually pretty sweet to jerk off to. Have you ever taken a Blue Chew and then beat off to it?
Yeah. Yeah, I took a Blue Chew once thinking something was going to happen, and it didn't happen.
And then you had to jerk off. And then the whole night I had to wrestle my dick down. I kept on waking up.
I'll tell you what, though. It is the time where you're like, man, I wish someone did see this.
Well, if you don't jerk off, dude, it'll wake you up in the middle of the night, like laying on your chest, trying to suck your soul out of your mouth, like the cat in Cat's Eye.
It wakes up and does bad things when I sleep.
Yeah, dude. You do not want to go to sleep on Blue Chew without beating one off.
No. Once the sword's got to taste blood before you can put it back in the sheath.
Look, if you want to try out Blue Chew for free, all you got to do is go to bluechew.com. And when you check out, use the promo code Legion. You can get your first month absolutely free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. So once again, that's bluechew.com. Use that promo code Legion. Okay, where were we? Yeah, so, all right, so can I say what happened today?
Yes,
please.
So I had a Lewis freak out for the first time in front of Natalie.
Oh, I probably got so wet.
Beginning of the end.
You know, was that her fault?
No, not at all.
Did she blindly back you up? Because I'll appreciate that.
Yeah, blindly backs me up.
Okay.
Real ass chick, but not like, not.
Still, like, you shouldn't have done that, but I back you up.
I actually have a joke about it in my act now because I have the three types of chicks that I've dated.
It's which, already in your act. It just happened today.
How many sets did you do? No, he was anticipating it. He goes, my next freak out will go in my act. The rules of tree.
No, the freak out didn't go in my act. It was like the types of chicks that I've dated. And she's like the calm, like collected, like she doesn't, you know, I've dated other chicks that'll like fucking really get me going.
Yeah.
You know,
Kim. But,
look, Lewis, I don't know Natalie that well, but if she's anything, she seems stable.
Yeah.
You just called her horse?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll get my co.
Horse.
So, I come out of Gas Digital. It's 1 o'clock. And my fucking... Oh, that was a person that came out. I thought they pulled up a picture of somebody, but it was just some random person that came out. All right. So, anyway... So I come out and my meter's about to be done. Maybe like, I guess my meter's going to expire at, I showed up at 11. So my meter's going to expire at like 1. So it's maybe 102, 103. I get to the corner and I see a fucking Indian meter maid cop. And he
I was hoping it was my guy, same neighbor. I was hoping it was Paperman. Ooh, I hate him.
Your guy?
You have a Paperman?
Guy? Officer Paperman.
Wait a minute, is that what you named him? Like he's
no, that's his
villain?
Name. His name's Paperman.
Paperman.
We had it out, and then I looked him up online. We found out he's like a fucking. This guy's constantly in shit.
Yeah, well, my guy. I bet you my guy's constantly in shit too, because this fucking Indian fucking cop. He is. What's going on is I'm actually being blocked in by a giant truck.
Dave Smith is funnier than Kevin Brennan.
Oh
shit.
Thank you.
Oh, just threw down the gauntlet.
Holy shit. Chris from Brooklyn just is gonna be on every day for 6 months now.
And Chris, you're banned for 6 months, blah blah blah.
Is my ban lifted?
No.
No, it was into your microphone. You got a double ban just now.
Oh man.
No damn.
Oh dude, I saw a name and a date on the wall at Gas Digital. I won't say who it was, but I was like, asked what that was. It's still 2022, and it was like someone's who's banned till 2022.
Rob Mayu.
Yeah.
Rob Mayu.
Fucking say it.
Why is it Rob Mayu? Why?
Because he's a contrarian dickhead and he just annoyed me one day on the podcast.
So that was it?
You can't be
Was it the episode
for...
where you screamed about me?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh yeah, it was that episode where he was catching your back for no reason, just being
I woke up that morning just getting bombed on my phone with people going, are you gonna call in? And I'm like, what hilarious. Are you talking about?
It was hilarious.
What
I like
was
making,
it?
I like making Dalton sweat in real life about things that aren't real.
I feel like if you went around, he'd be sweating anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say. Anything else hard you want to accomplish?
I love making Dalton get out of breath when he walks up the stairs.
Yeah, I like making Jay hungry. You know what's fun? Getting Dave into politics. That's fun.
I love getting Dalton hard when he watches trendy porn.
Oh, it's so fun. I love making him come specifically to the parts where the dicks touch.
There's a beer distributor truck blocking me in, right? And I want to get to the corner, and I see that there's a ticket on the beer distributor truck. Because the reason I even noticed that was because I was like, oh, this guy's just been here for a while, and I want to leave. So then I go to walk over to my car, and I'm like, I'm already annoyed about the beer distributor truck, and I see there's an Indian cop standing in front of my car. He doesn't have anything out, though. So I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get in. I was like, this guy, I was like, you know, is he going to not move? How long has he been here? I'm trying to, like, talk to the cop and be cool. And he was like, oh, I don't know where he is. Yeah, he got a ticket. So I'm like, all right, so I'm just going to get in my car. So he's like, oh, yeah, I'm giving you a ticket. And I'm like, well, here, give me a ticket. I'm blocked in by this guy. My meter just expired just now. And he's like, yeah, I'm already writing the ticket. And then I started to see red.
That's fair. Where,
and I you know.
Was it the dot on his forehead?
It was actually, yes. I was like, what is that? A sniper, get down.
meter maids are the cunts of law enforcement.
So then I start arguing with him, and then I pull out my phone. I don't know why this is my new instinct, like to pull out my phone. Like I'm a black chick at like a college campus. I'm like, yeah, you can't do this, cop. But I'm like,
What you gonna do? Shoot me, officer?
See, this is where the video starts. Thank you. And we've blurred his face to protect his.
That's his natural face. we haven't blurred his face at all.
You didn't tell me he was one of those pixelated Indians.
No, he's very dirty. He's just a...
All right, do you want to play it?
Wait, hold on. What's that thing on his neck, the TEMS? Is that like his initials on this collar?
What TEMS? TF?
Tranny erections make semen.
Nice. That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad. You got
for,
it.
For the speed you
come
did.
Come on, guys. This is for off the cuff. That wasn't bad.
Great.
Okay, right,
I'm going to take my picture.
I'm going to take everything right now. So you're giving me a ticket for being at my car, right? There's no ticket in my car. You're giving me a ticket right now. My thing just expired a minute ago, right? You're giving me a ticket. I'm at my car. There's no ticket in my car. You're not finishing doing your thing, right?
Yeah, I already finished it.
You finished it, but it's not printed yet. Okay, so where is it?
Here's your ticket.
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Oh, good Crumbled job. You're blurring his face, Alex.
Suck my fucking dick.
Is that Colosero from Bronx Tale?
Okay. Wow.
And I grabbed the ticket from him and I crumpled it up and threw it.
Fucking scumbag.
Here, rewind it again for a second, because what's kind of funny is you hear somebody roll up behind me and it sounds like they say get on the ground, and I thought I was being arrested by a
knife.
Right after I crumple it up.
Bet on the ground.
Look, even his holster has a ticketing machine.
Yeah. Well, they don't give him a real gunner.
Rewind it a little more.
How much stuff has he got on him, by the way? Yeah. He's like Batman.
Yeah, like the utility belt.
I got the pencil, and I've got the.
Yeah.
I got an array of colored markers in his back pouch.
This is my pocket watch to the exact second.
I have a very large marker collection.
This one is for the deodorant, but I like to keep spices in there.
You can hear it. Yeah, wait, rewind it for a second, though.
Yeah, there he is.
How about that? Suck my fucking dick.
He does have a lot of stuff.
How about that?
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Happy?
Fucking scumbag.
So that truck is in the way now. So this guy just leaves. So that's really the end of my thing with this cop.
I don't see you getting pinned in by any truck, though.
Yeah, I don't even know what
that
happened.
Green truck. That green truck that was right there.
The one that was like blocking the car ahead of you?
No, the one that's blocking me.
It didn't look like anybody was blocking you.
It didn't look like that. Lewis, I'm not antagonizing you.
I know.
I didn't stand there
for fucking 30 minutes more.
No, I thought you were saying that blue truck.
Look at that Indian piece on him right there.
Fucking big fat dong. He's like, why don't you suck my smelly cock, you faggot?
Yeah.
If we were on the bus now, me and my friends would fuck the shit out of you.
Keep talking shit, you're going to make my cobra bite. When he comes out, he must taste blood.
Oh, you can take my badge number or you can suck my fat dick. It's up to you.
Suck my butt. Suck my butthole. It's on fire with salted meats.
You go,
white sauce, hot sauce?
Your mother like camel, fuck you. He's giving you weird insults.
Yeah.
Your mother's
curry smells tastes like sand.
Your mother is frisbee. Everybody throw her around.
If your mother gave me a cup of tea, I would not ask for a second one. Okay?
I would not marry your mother if I had to since I was three.
So now, like, I throw this ticket on the ground all furiously, right? Mm-hmm. Cursing this guy out. Now I know. Like, that's not how it works. Like, I know I can't just throw the ticket on the ground. Now I'm going to pay it. Like, now.
That's fucking like, rule, dude. Street rules.
Gangster rule. Gangster move, though.
No, dude, he really showed him. The wind could simply blow the ticket away. I still have to pay it.
They need to go home and put it between two books for 3 hours so you could read it. What do I owe here? That's not too bad.
Natalie, get the iron out. I've done it again.
Crumbled up paperwork aggressively that I need.
So now I'm huffing and puffing up and down Avenue A. And I can't do anything. This guy, I'm watching. He walks away like unfazed and just starts giving more tickets to cars, like on his walk up. Like, oh.
Dude, they beat you so much when they don't give a shit at all. Dude, when my guy cursed at me the way I huffed, I was like, you're a fucking asshole, dude. He goes, I think you're an asshole. I went, you can't say that. You can't say that to me.
Doggy, I looked this guy in his face. I called him every name in the book. He just went, okay, thank you. Yeah. Come again.
That's way better.
Yeah. Damn. So check this out. So the truck that got the ticket was there. And now I'm just furious. Now I'm like, what the fuck? Now I gotta just sit here. After I got fucking chumped by this Indian cop, my chick won't even look at me now. She's just like, yeah, you really handled that like a fucking loser.
Yeah, she almost sucked that guy's dick.
Yeah, she really did.
You see the way he just turned his back on you and bounced that fat hogger across the street?
She rides off on a fucking magic carpet into the sunset.
Yeah, so now I'm fucking furious, and I'm just like, just pacing around the truck over and over again. I keep on opening both doors of the truck and closing them to make enough commotion so that the guys who are involved with this truck will maybe see me and think that I'm some sort of vagrant and run over, right? I'm going to different bars being like, is there a beer delivery right now? Nobody can find these fucking people, right? So I'm furious. This is maybe 15 minutes go by of me just waiting on this corner after I already got chumped by this Indian cop. So I'm fucking just furious. So finally, maybe I would say 45 to 50 year old Dominican or Hispanic guy starts walking up the street, like with a few kegs, like kind of thing. And I see him coming up and I was like, what the fuck is going on, man? What is going on? And he's like, oh, no. And I was like, yeah, I got a fucking ticket. And I'm blaming them now for the ticket too. I was like, you guys block me in. You maybe get a ticket. And I've convinced myself that they did do that though. So now I'm getting angry at them even more. Cause I that's not even a real problem that happened.
You gave me a ticket. It took food off James' plate. You're trying to kill my baby.
So I'm like, I got HPV because of you.
I know some forms are curable, but I don't know which strain this is yet.
So I'm like, move the fucking truck right now. He's like, no, sir, I'm not the driver. The driver, come. I'm like, move the fucking truck. Move it.
Yo. Movo Los Trucos.
Andale. Handale.
Read my lipos.
Handale.
Move El Caro.
Before me kicko El Culo.
El Rattle Snake.
Yo Madre Escordo.
So the guy, he's a little bit older, so he's like, no, the driver come. But I was like, move the fuck. So then Natalie goes, oh, no, the driver's coming. She's like standing at the front of the truck. She's like, he's coming. I was like, so I'm all pumped up. I'm like, Fucking A, right, he's coming. So I turn the corner. I'm like, move this fucking truck. And I look at him, and it's a 6'5" Dominican guy that's jacked.
Yeah, just of course. Yeah, of course.
He looks like a baseball player. He's wearing it like the
Aaron Judge.
Dude, his body.
But
he
still
talks
like. But he still talks like his. One moment, sir.
No, dude.
Nah.
No, dude. This guy, he knew that I was not ready for his fight.
Yeah.
With all the confidence in the world, and I was like, move the truck, and he talked like Yoel Romero. Yeah. He was like, well, I moved the truck in a minute. I moved him in a while, and I was like, move it now, and I'm like huffing and puffing. He was like, no. No,
he didn't say no.
Past, I swear to God, he did. He went, no, and he walked past me, and he starts loading his fucking kegs in the truck. And I'm like, move this fucking truck now, or I'm gonna move it myself. He's like, you move.
He said that to you?
Yes.
Ah, oh, Lewis. No.
The keys were in the truck. I climbed up in the truck.
You did not what? Climb into the oh, truck, up, you dude. Psychopath.
No, no, Lewis. Can I say something, Lewis? Again, I believe you, Lewis. But let me say this. Life. Let me say this as you. I said, this is where our connection really is strong right here. You're all in now.
Yeah.
You kind of feel lucky that you didn't have to fight him. Yeah. So you're like, oh, this is something he said that I can do.
Jesus.
Oh, you want me to move it? I'll move this truck.
I'll be happy to move it. This will solve my problem. Thank you.
Which one of these sticks is the moving one?
The keys were in the truck the whole time. I could have moved the truck the whole time. But like in my mind, I'm going to get arrested for stealing this truck. So I get up. And then the guy's like, literally, he's just still, he knows I'm not going to move this truck. He doesn't even look at me. He's just still putting beer kegs into the truck.
Yeah.
And that is
I'm going to tell you, but you can just hear, ba-dong, ba-dong, ba-dong.
She's like, Lewis, get down. You can't move this truck. Like, you can't, if you move this truck, you're going to get in trouble. I'm telling you right now. All right,
the clutch, hang on.
Yeah.
Low release.
That's just Lewis clearing his throat.
Okay. I drive a car. Is a truck anything like a car?
Oh shit, this is pretty fun.
Imagine,
you cocksuckers.
Wait, is it like an airplane? Do you gotta go down to go up?
Imagine if I could move this thing.
I would love to see Lewis with a trucker hat and the CB radio, just really getting into trucking.
Oh, me, Big Daddy. What's your 20?
Yeah.
So then.
This is the rattlesnake.
Got a big bad wolf out here on I-80.
And then he just slowly walked up to the truck and moved it himself.
At his own leisurely pace.
Did he casually just go? Come on, get out. And you're like, all right. Oh. I hope he grabbed you by underneath your armpits and helped you out of the truck.
He peeled an apple with a fucking switchblade first.
Dude, there was nothing I could do. It was, I just kept on getting dunked
goes, hang
on over and
need,
over and over again.
Settle down. I need to eat lunch first.
Lewis, this whole story is exhausting. This is psychotic.
No, I was with you until like the last bit when you met the giant. Like,
you hate
getting into the truck.
I know, because here's the thing, the end result was no difference. If I would have been like, hey babe, these guys are gonna be idiots, let's go get a fucking coffee and come back in 10 minutes, and I would have looked so cool and like control. And
now you demand that everybody do what you want, and no one did anything you want, and they look at you, and all of them look at you right in the face and said, you lose.
And I started writing checks that my ass couldn't cash
out of the gate.
Over and over again. I'm just writing them, and I'm like, all right, that's going to bounce. That's going to bounce.
Yo! And there was a, hey, chupa bella finger. Huh?
Goes,
and you're like,
move this fucking kai-yai-yai. Up tall, drink of water.
Agua?
Would you mind moving this when you're done unloading your beers, please?
Puff of floor?
Small talk? Couldn't have a better day to be doing manual labor, though, right? It's nice and cool out.
I mean, Luke, what I
the summer's not over, is it, huh? The summer's long stretch of the summer, huh? You know?
Move this fucking cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Is that all you? Damn.
What? You could have looked cool though just by like grabbing the ticket and going, you know what, this is nothing for me, you know, dropping the bucket for old
Lewis,
mogul.
You should have put out $20 and just stuffed it in his top pocket.
Yeah, you should have been like a mobster and just stuffed cash into
his pocket. There's a little extra for you.
Here is your $95 ticket.
Yeah,
that's fucking
what,
great.
What would happen if you had to just beat up that Indian dude?
The cop.
They'd send a real cop. A white cop would show up.
They would send a real cop. But the problem is, like, he's getting, like, he knows why I'm beating him up. I'm not beating him up for some random Audi. It's my Audi. Like, so they're going to, even if I get away, they got all my shit.
But, dude, you should have, what you should have done.
What you
got
to
just...
do is, you got to fucking go attack a random meter maid having nothing to do with today.
What you should have done, though, you should have wrecked the guy who wasn't the driver of the truck.
The older guy. Yeah.
You should have just wrecked his shit.
Because then his giant friend would have showed up and just fucking started bouncing fucking kegs off him like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, this guy was... He just had all the con- like. I feel like I still could have beaten this guy up. I genuinely do. Like,
okay, because in the moment you did not.
No. It's not that I didn't. I knew. I really do believe that I could beat this guy up in a fight. It was that he did not believe that. So what it would have been was
taking Gracie Jiu-Jitsu for 13 years, man.
No, but
bring your little pity training.
In my country, when I was 8 years old, my father said, "Amba, you eat."
But no,
he goes, "You want to eat?"
He didn't believe that I could just beat him up. So what it would have been was, it would have been me getting into a painful fight on the pavement with a giant Dominican guy.
Like a movie fight.
Yeah, it doesn't. It does. Even if I could win this fight, it's me getting fucking bruised up. I didn't really want to fight anybody that day. I was angry at the cop who gave me a fucking ticket.
It'll last long enough that you get to say a cool line like, "I didn't hear no bell, Pedro."
Me no hero, el bello.
Hey, Marty Khan, I didn't hear no bell.
Hey, Chupabella, Binga.
They call me Chupacabra.
Adriano! Natalie!
Natalie! I did it!
I love you.
Mi corazón!
Yeah, I love that the Puerto Rican Rocky is just getting into a street fight in front of
with a beer distributor delivery.
Yeah, with a guy putting kegs into a truck.
It's in a Stop and Shop parking lot, Puerto Rican Rocky.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm with you, Lewis. Let's go just beat up a random meter maid.
Let's go meter maid hunting.
But only an Indian dude. We can't be smashing up fucking fat black women.
Well, Lewis, this is the beauty.
it's like their only source of income is.
Who are we? The real police?
Yeah. The TSA. They've got meter mating and fucking and TSA covered.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Heavy black women. Dude, it's funny, Lewis. You said you were cursing up. Isn't it nice? That's getting a little bit older and getting your legal shit together. I lived for so many years afraid of even talking to a cop because I had either warrants or a suspended license or whatever, and I was just like always had just outstanding shit. Went to jail for it before.
It's like, two parts though. You're right. It's not having like.
But I don't have anything like that. So now it's like you just know. Really, they can't do very much if you're just. You could say literally whatever you want to them outside of threats. Outside of threats,
it's two parts, right? So there's not having any warrants out and being like an adult and like. Yeah, I'm not. There's no drugs in my pocket. I'm not doing anything illegal where I'm afraid of the cops. But also, the amount of shit that I've seen fucking black kids talk to cops on camera, I realize as long as you have your camera out, you're like, "Fuck you, pig. Suck my dick. What are you going to do?"
I had a great interaction with the police last night. I talked to a cop last night.
Off a black guy you were fighting?
Yeah. No, I left the Beacon Theater and I was on a lot of mushrooms. I had trouble finding the
train. To be fair, he thought it was the Bacon Theater.
I thought it was the Bacon. I was disappointed that it was just a rock. I saw Primus.
He thought the walls were made of actual pork.
Yeah, I saw Primus cover Rush. That was
That's right. You were saying they did a full album, right?
Yeah, I got all the merch on right now. I spent a lot of money on merch, but it was a cool show. But I left and I'd eaten like a quarter of mushrooms and I was just having trouble finding my way home. So I went up to two police officers and I was like, "Excuse me, officers, can you tell me where the E train is?" And they didn't really even know. They had to Google Maps it. And I was like, "All right, well, you guys figure that out." And then he was like, "Yeah, it's two blocks down that way, block to the left." And I was like, "Thank you. You have good looking out, brother." And that was it.
And then Dalton turns away and the two pigeons look at each other and go. Burr, burr.
And the subtitle says, "What do you think that is he was talking about?"
No, dude, it's fun to be in Times Square at 2 in the morning on drugs.
Dalton was just swimming in the Hudson. Walking to a shopping cart.
Talking to the Statue of Liberty. "Excuse me, officer."
I'm
Boy, I'm you're so a big one. I was just watching Primus do Rush.
Miss Primus.
Are you a mermaid?
Oh, Dalton, I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Lou.
I used to like Primus back in the day. I mean, I like Primus doing Primus. I don't like Rush doing Rush. Why do I want to listen to Primus doing Rush?
Look, I'll tell you this, man. Primus did a lot of Primus, and they did a lot of Rush. It was a long concert, but it rocked. I loved it.
They do My Name is Mud.
They did. They did My Name is Mud, Tommy the Cat, Lacquerhead. My name is Mud.
Just call him now. Take it away, Carl.
Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
I thought we were riffing. I thought we were just app.
No, we're doing, I mean, we're just doing bass lines.
I saw Korn and Stained last night.
Hell yes.
Dude.
That rules.
Stained? No idea. Yeah. They have a political agenda.
Yep.
I had no idea, dude. It was so weird seeing them in Long Island. And like, he's wearing a shirt that says Fauci lied. He had a hat that said impeach Biden. The whole crowd started to fuck with Joe Biden.
Dude, that was not Aaron Berg from saying that was Aaron. I'm sorry, that was not Aaron Lewis.
Damn it. That was great. Wait, do it again. Do it again.
Damn it. Go ahead.
This isn't live.
It's all good.
Alex? Alex? Snip.
I'll set you up.
Yeah.
I'll set you up. Goes, I had no idea Aaron Lewis has such a political agenda.
Sorry, actually, can I just say that wasn't Aaron Lewis? That was Aaron Berg.
Fucking Aaron Berg.
What the fuck?
It was Aaron Berg.
What the fuck?
Oh, dude.
Check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pods.
Oh, my God, dude. Name switcheroo.
Can we cut it again? That was pretty fucking funny. You deserve that. But a funnier joke is it's not Aaron Lewis from Stained, it's Aaron Berg from The Stand. The Stand Stained thing is also in there.
Dude, I just said that. Don't ruin my joke.
All right,
I think it's the laughter.
Go back to the laughter. you are fucking funny, Colin.
You fucking cocksucker. Yeah, he was, dude, I didn't realize. Man, Long Island, for being so close to New York City, is not a liberal place.
No, it's not. Yeah.
They couldn't wait to jump in on those fucking fuck Biden chants.
No, you know it's a generation, though. Like, people that are listening to Stained and Korn are all 40 to 50.
Sure.
And, yeah, it's a different...
Or Hispanic.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I think you were in...
Call it Maze.
That is true.
That's what I said the joke when I opened for them in San Antonio, because it was like 100% Mexican audience. I go, do you guys think you're here to see actual Korn? Like... Maze Korn.
it's Maze with a backward Z.
And I think in fairness, I think Carla said that to me first, and then I said it on stage.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I stole a joke from your ex.
Is that part of the divorce? Is that part of the divorce proceedings? You have to give her fake credit for jokes you've written.
No, I think she did say it to me first, and I said it on stage.
She also wrote my first hour special for Comedy Central as well.
Yeah, she just ghost wrote it, but it's whatever. I mean, I had to put my stuff on it, you know.
That sounds scary.
I still had to put my old schmutz on it, you know what I mean? So what? She did all the premises and punchlines, but I still got to put the Big J pizzazz on it.
It was a male voice. It was a male voice, which is why it was funny.
Can we do plugs real quick?
Sure.
Sure. Please. Column.
When does this come out? Is this out?
This
right
is
now?
Friday night on Gas, and then Monday night on everywhere else.
Oh, on Wednesday, October 6th at the Stand Comedy Club, I'm recording a crowd work album. It's going to be a great night. Please come out. Tickets are not selling as much as I hoped they would. So come out, save it, save me from embarrassment. One of these, I'm not
You know what? The I'm better show is call him doing crowd work for just like two or three people.
No, I'll go. Wait, what did you say your name was again? All right, we're back into you. Wait, what did I not ask you the first time?
By the end, you're like, by the end, some guy Roy says something. You go, classic Roy.
Well, come check it out. It's gonna be. I do think it's gonna sell out. But if this comes out on Monday, it's probably be sold out by then. If you're listening on Gas Digital, hopefully you can still get tickets. I'd appreciate it if you guys came out. If not, check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. It's available everywhere, and you can watch the video on YouTube. YouTube.com/ Colm Tyrrell. Thank you.
Dalton.
Oh, yeah. Check out the podcast I do. It's called The Loud Boys. I do it with my buddies, Robbie Goodwin and Joe Gorman. We record here at Gas Digital, and new episodes come out every Monday. Anywhere you get podcasts, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/loudboys. And we have our live stand-up show this Sunday, or no, Sunday, October 10th at the Brooklyn Comedy Club in Williamsburg. It's Brooklyn's Cool at 6 p.m. October 10th. And then the weekend after Skankfest, we're going to be at Skankfest. And the weekend after, we're going to be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. And then I'm selling shirts as well. So DM me if you want a shirt. And I'm also building a website, but for now, DM me if you want a shirt. I'll sell you a shirt.
What a strange way to live your life. So, Jay, do you mind going next?
He lives his life a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah.
Couple live things coming up. First of all, I'm making my London debut October 5th, Tuesday night, October 5th. 7:30 show's already sold out. 9:30 tickets are available right now. Grab them right now. We expect both shows to sell out, so come out, support your boy in London. Then I will be October 23rd, Albany, one night only. Me and Zach Amico going up to do this small theater. It's this music something or other hall. Get your fucking tickets right now for that as well. We really want to pack that out. I haven't been to Albany in years, so please come out and support that. 28th, I'll be in Chicago. November 5th or 7th, Skankfest South, obviously happening in Houston, Texas. We're very excited because for the first time ever, we will be live streaming some of the Skankfest events, things like Ellis Mania or the Roast of Louis J. Gomez, Kill Tony, and a few other shows. We're going to be doing some special live streams, I think Legion of Skanks as well. So if you can't make it to Skankfest for Skankfest weekend, we will be live streaming some stuff. You guys will be able to do some pay-per-view streams. There's going to be some free live
Skank
streams
fire,
as well.
Maybe? The Skankfire?
Yeah, I think the Bonfire and Legion of Skanks crossovers. We're going to have some really, really cool stuff. So guys, make sure you guys keep on supporting us. If you guys want to win tickets to Skankfest, you can do that by subscribing to Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. You get a 7-day free trial, but you're also entered in a contest every single week for the month of October. We're giving away a pair of all access passes to one lucky fan. So you get to, this is your last chance. Skankfest is just about 5 weeks away, and this is your last chance. So make sure you subscribe. Use that promo code LOS. You can win some tickets. Come down and hang out with the fucking craziest comedy festival of all time.
Fucks yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening live on Gas Digital Network, then you can come check out. There probably won't be tickets left, but check for me, Ari, and Justin down here in Miami. But maybe. And
nice then flex.
I have Portland coming up. Well, it's Ari. Ari is the draw here. And then Portland.
Can Ari come
up
to Houston this weekend with me and Colm? Because or not to Austin rather.
I text Ari, ask him to do some time on this show. I couldn't fucking sell tickets for it.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. I chose Austin the week after Moon Tower. Yeah. Every great comedian in the world was there last week. He's like, oh, now you guys can come see these assholes.
It was.
I'll go with you. I'll go to Austin. Can I go to Austin?
Too late, Dalton.
Okay.
Can't bring a fourth opener.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, see, the girl you were saying with the titty tattoos is coming to see you.
Yeah, tit tattoos. What's up, girl?
Yeah, tit tattoos. Yeah, so Portland's coming up. I have some fun things coming up. New Year's is going to be really fun. Yeah, listen to The Bonfire. Listen to SDR show. Watch my specials.
Oh, I should say this as well.
Oh, and The Word. I got to promote The Word more. And The Word. We do the second Tuesday. We're doing one for the New York Comedy Festival. I'm not sure the exact date on that. But it's all available on my website, bigjcomedy.com. Check out The Worst, though. It's a fun show. Storytelling, where I stay on stage and talk everybody through it. Lewis just did it. It was fucking great.
Awesome. Also, I should say, with Skankfest being 5 weeks away, this is also your last opportunity to sponsor Skankfest. If you guys have a business or a product that you think can connect with the Skankfest fan base,
go right now, shoot an email to sponsorskankfest@gmail.com. Sponsorskankfest@gmail.com. We have a few sponsorship slots left, like three or four altogether. So this is your last opportunity to sponsor as well. We have some incredible sponsors this year. Obviously, you'll create them as the best fucking marketing.
If you're lucky enough, we'll take your money.
But yeah, please. Go there right now. Sponsorskankfest@gmail.com. And yeah, that's that.
And we got to say, we don't know what, but we got to do something for our 10-year anniversary.
All right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
So we'll do it at Skankfest.
No.
What, t-shirt contest?
We can't do a Skankfest.
Oh, all right, fine. We won't do it at Skankfest.
But we should do something.
All right. Dalton will get in a t-shirt and we'll soak his titties.
Yeah, what? Let me do I'll be a contestant in the what t-shirt.
Do you mind if I just go?
Also, my crowd work album is like, pretty soon, Lewis? Do you know it all? I know it's like edited.
I don't know the dates officially. I just got to grab a coffee. You guys, give me you want to take a 45-second break?
A coffee?
Okay. Oh, yeah. We're going to vamp. We'll vamp.
All right.
Yeah, vamp. Or yeah, you don't have to take a break. Just keep on doing whatever you do.
We'll just hang out, man.
These LS Mania videos next.
Nice.
What?
Okay.
Jay.
Take it away. All right, right? Come follow me. Do, 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 do. Take me back. Do, 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 do. Take me back.
Take me back.
Do, 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 do.
Take me back.
Well, if the three of us are harmonizing wonderfully by the time he comes back.
What's the song? I don't know the song.
No. That was the Rocky song.
I thought you just made it up.
No.
Yeah, I was trying song. To. I thought we were doing
improv. What would be good is if we make up the name of a band and make up the name of a song, and then we all start singing it together, and then we make Lewis seem like an idiot for not knowing the song that we just wrote.
Yeah, for sure.
Like
Jello,
Pearl. Pearl Sauce. I'll just say it
off the cuff. But all right. When it comes back, we should all be definitely thumping to it.
Yeah.
But all right. Let's not start yet because a Lewis 45 seconds is bound to be 2 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Don't you worry.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Bobby Hutch would like me to tell everyone that there's a ticket giveaway and 2-year promotion for Guest Digital. Am I right about that, Bobby?
yeah, there is a 2-year promotional for Guest Digital right now. If you buy a 2-year subscription, you get a backpack with a Gas Digital embroiderment in it.
Ooh, and
also a full set of pins of all the shows on the network.
What? What else do we got back there in the prize closet, Bobby?
we also, if you sign up now, if you have an EDU email address, you get a 30-day free trial.
Now, how about that? Now, Bobby, is that only in the continental United States? When
no,
he comes back and he says, "Dang, we all fucking belong." Hmm. We all belong. Well, the song's almost over.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now what's the next one? It's like, going down that country road. Country road, right?
Oh, country road. Take me home.
No.
Turns out all three of us are fans of the Simple Pickles.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Simple Pickles. My dad was actually a fan, believe it or not, and he put me onto it.
No shit.
So I grew up listening to the Simple Pickles.
It's a pretty cool.
My dad had their tape in his Ford Ranger.
I like that other song that what's it called? That fucking Glitter Overdose.
Overdose.
That's a good one.
Merch. They used to have merch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hypodermic Moonlight. That's another good one.
Yes, I haven't heard that one in fucking years, dude.
Yeah, it's been a while. They never play it live anymore.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that song in forever.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Armadillo Boogie?
Huh?
What? What?
Armadillo Boogie.
Armadillo Boogie.
What are you talking about, Lewis?
That's the best song.
You can't name a Simple Pickle song?
That is the best Simple
Pickle
song.
You clear, Lewis, you don't know anything. That is not a Simple Pickle song.
What did you say?
Armadillo Boogie.
I'll tell you what right now, Lewis, I'm telling you as a friend, you look like an ass right now.
What?
You embarrassed.
Fucking ass.
You idiot.
Fucking Neon Screwdriver and
What a dickhead.
Okay, because you don't know the fucking deep tracks, you fucking fags.
Yeah.
The deep tracks.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I just listened to Simple Pickles hits. Fuck you, Lewis.
They have a
Come and listen to Yeah, the top 25s.
By the way, I was just out of references. I literally named a neon screwdriver.
He goes, looked around the room and went, a neon?
Kaiser Soze?
Cabana lights?
You looked at the screwdriver and went, neon? And then looked around, looked back at the screwdriver and went, screwdriver? That's it. Yes.
It's right under my nose the whole time.
Wait.
George Glass.
When he leaves, someone picks up the neon screwdriver and goes, wait a second, puts it all together.
He goes, hold on.
Lewis's lip disappears.
Neon screwdriver. Nah,
Drum set to my right.
Drum set to my left.
Lewis J. Legend.
You know, he actually wrote that song. The lead singer wrote that song when his son fell out of a window. Like, you don't know that.
Yeah, but it was before a one-story window. He sprained his ankle.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's okay. It was just like a day in the ER.
No, he's fine, but it was just like, you know, it was pretty scary there. It was pretty choppy for about 5-6 minutes.
It startled the whole family that day.
All right, Jay, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is home of the $60 kilo.
Thank you, Yo Kratom.
If you guys are in the market for Kratom, you should buy it wholesale. You should have it delivered to your door. You shouldn't have to go to the fucking local smoke shop or Kratom dispensary or wherever you're going.
Not even. It's like fucking like gas stations with some weirdo giving you a bag of some shit.
You have no idea what it is. Is this Kratom? Is it dirt? I don't even know. But guess what? Yo Kratom is reputable. They have the best prices in the world. They cut out the middleman. $60 for a fucking kilo. I have friends who do Kratom regularly. They just order a kilo every month, come straight in the mail, boom, they're good to go.
And I also I cut it open with a switchblade and snort a little bit off it to make sure it's
You gotta taste it. You gotta taste it.
Yeah, just so I know I'm good. Just maybe a little gummer. Just put it on my gums, let it, you know what I'm working with here.
Either way, go to yokratom.com, check out.
You could probably break
products.
That $60 kilo up and flip it with a little cut, and I say you turn that thing into about probably $400 on the street.
Take that first 60, just go to your local middle school and just give out free samples. Get the kids hooked.
It, flip it, cut it, build. Before you know it, we're moving real weight out there.
Here we go. YoKratom.com. It is your future. Where were we? So, Jay, did I tell you what I think me and Ellis are going to do at Skankfest?
No.
I think we just spoke
something
today.
Is it something that's going to be like an actual, like real, like... I know you guys can't go for it, but like
we're going to do an MMA fight. We're not doing it at Skankfest.
Is
it
an improv game?
I think what we're going to do is me and him are going to both compete in a musical chairs fight, meaning that there'll be six fighters, including me and him.
Okay.
There's four chairs and they start playing the music. When the music stops, everyone sits down. The two people that are left standing have to box for 1 minute. Whoever loses that 1 minute is out. Right. But there's a chance that the tension's going to be very, very high.
I know. If you get knocked out right away, it sucks.
What do you mean? Why?
If it's not you and him, like everybody's going to want to see you and him fucking
I know. I know. Well, I'm hoping I'm going to knock out all of it, but win the whole fucking event, you asshole.
Who are the other fighters? Harrington and fucking.
No, but it doesn't matter. I'm saying he could be out. Right away, or you could be out right away just by the musical chairs part. I'm saying
yes.
This doesn't make sense.
Well, if they lose the boxing, they'll be
This is a good idea only if you play songs by Simple Pickles.
Absolutely,
you better walk out to Simple Pickles.
You think I'm you're playing Illuminated Ring Light by the Simple Pickles?
My favorite song, Purple Room in Which I Sit. Purple Room in parentheses in which I sit.
Yeah, are you in the Grimace quarters of your house?
His room's a giant taste bud.
If you zoom out, this is a giant portrait of Barney the dinosaur.
It's Lizzo's. It's a picture of Lizzo at the Grammys in a purple dress.
It's Lizzo's underwear that he has hanging up on his wall.
It's actually Beatrice's boyfriend's dick. It's actually
dude.
His
that
dick.
Was oh man,
it's huge. Solid.
Oh, that's solid. I forgot.
Yeah, it's a wall.
So
you guys are gonna do that's what you're gonna take place in that.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do that. So what we're doing all these events, right? Harrington is fighting Dylan, at Skankfest, Ellis Manning at Skankfest, and we are doing Skank fans versus Ellis fam fights, right? So Team Rattlesnake versus Ellis fam. And we did watch some of these videos recently.
Are Dylan and Mike gonna fucking go for it?
Yeah, they're gonna go for it. They're fighting each other.
Like they're gonna try to knock each other down and shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. They're gonna fight each other.
Donnybrook.
UFC like MMA or
no, boxing.
Boxing, okay.
Yeah. So the last time on the show we watched some of these videos, some of these guys were a little too experienced. And it's not saying that we're not gonna choose them, but we have to match them against the Ellis guys accordingly. We're not just trying to get like a fucking bad killer asses. To go. Yeah, exactly. Like we want to do some funny fights. If you're really skilled and we choose you, we're gonna probably do some things like fucking, you know, make you fight with your shoelaces tied together or something stupid, right? So I think so that's really that. So right now, I guess how many videos do we have, Bobby? Okay. Bobby killed himself.
Bobby, do me a favor. How many videos we got up there today?
Sorry guys, we have 4 videos.
We have 4 videos. Okay.
But Bobby, do a woman's voice there, Bobby, please.
Bobby, would you mind doing your oxen brush for me?
4 videos.
Oh, that's
Wow, way to go, Bobby.
Damn, can you give you guys give us a little bit of information on each fighter as you bring them up, like just their name and all that stuff? Whoever it is, Bobby or Alex, whoever.
Bobby, you're like
sure. We're gonna start with Dustin Smith. He just sent his video without sending.
Dustin Smith,
he's a fighter. He's definitely a fighter.
Dustin Smith sounds like a fucking corn-fed fighter.
I think I know from social media.
I like doing 2 things: beating up black people
and getting paid for it.
Well. I think I went to high school with this guy.
I like to do one thing. Hold on. I forgot. It's just one thing. So, Alex, are we bringing up Dustin Smith?
Okay, you know, we're going to switch to a different one. Sorry, we're going to go to James Watts. He's 5'10", 165 pounds, and 24 years old.
Mm. Of Twisted Steel and Sex Appeal. Can you put some flair on it, Alex, a little
Jesus
bit?
Christ, Alex.
He sent us a little message. Hello, this is my submission to smack around some dorky Ellis fans. My name
Fuck
is
yeah, dude.
24, 5'10", currently weigh 165, but I could easily drop down to 125.
What?
Wait
what?
Easily? Wait, what? He's tiny.
Pounds?
Can
he's
DM all, me?
He's already he can, tiny.
He's only allowed to fight if he can make 125.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I say I meant to say 145?
Oh,
there
okay.
we go.
Even so, that's just crazy. 20 pounds in 5 weeks is crazy for a guy that weighs 165 pounds. Who's
I think you should be 40 pounds.
Not if you do meth.
That's crazy. But I was like, why would you want to lose any more weight? You're already a little girl.
Wow, this guy looks scary.
My name is James Watts.
Wow.
I'm 5'10", 160.
Single.
I want to fight that dork redneck. They called out all the skate fans on Twitter.
Hell yeah, dude.
Lewis, I'll meet him at 145. Make him sign the contract.
This guy punches
sign the contract.
If he punches a hole through his drywall.
Okay.
Nice. You got a tiny human replica.
It's running weirdly slow for me.
Wait, is this what 5'10", 160 pounds looks like?
Wait, did we watch this one already last time, Alex?
No.
We didn't.
Yeah, because I've seen this video. I guess he might have sent it to me.
One more thing.
Oh, yeah?
The winner.
I'm gay.
Gets to rub their sweaty, hairy
balls.
Nutsack.
Yes.
All over the loser's face.
Hell yeah, dude.
He goes, and no matter how much I say no, you got to keep going.
Going down.
Is this guy masturbating for us?
He's like, either way, can you just rub your nutsack right on my face?
And the loser has to take it up the ass.
Oh, look at his balls. Right on his face, yes.
Nice beanbag. That really tickled the shit of Dalton.
Damn, this dude. Something about dude's nuts is funny.
That looks like
me.
Dalton. That looks like Dalton.
Yeah, that's me. That's me getting nose full of this guy's nuts.
That fucking device has your nose.
Yes. Well, I have a very prominent nose.
I'll tell you right now, if Ellis fam is willing to do a ball sack fight with a winner rubs their ball sack on the loser's face, I'll put this guy up right now, dude. He had okay form. He's obviously not a lot of experience fighting. Got was very out of breath after a minute of punching a heavy bag.
But he's got good balls for dragon.
Yeah, he's got good dragon balls.
Those things were equally hang. Mm. It really, both sides of the cheeks, nose, and eyeballs are going to get it.
Look,
as long as they are matching up by balls, also.
Yeah. Skill.
Weighing in at 2 pounds.
Like, we can handicap
testicle fight.
We can handicap skill. We can't handicap big balls.
All right, 160.
With a reach of 2.4 inches.
Alex, do me a favor. Put together that video of him fighting, and we'll call it a ball sack fight. Winner rubs balls on loser's face. We need somebody at 160 for him. We'll put it out to Alex. I like that guy.
Hey, Alex.
We should all measure our balls.
How do you measure your balls? Like, water displacement?
It has to be on the warmest time, though, so they really hang. Alex?
Yeah.
Alex, can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Alex, as a woman, does it get anything at all, like, where if a guy saw, like, the equivalent of that in female nudity, you're still like, oh, shit, we saw some nude. Do you get...
What is the equivalent of balls?
Maybe. Do you like balls?
Butt cheeks, maybe?
No, butt cheeks. Guys have butt cheeks.
Labia.
Yeah, I'd say an actual
bush. Oh, how about that bush? How about just bush?
Yeah. Right.
Because guys have bush.
There's never going to be a...
There's not going to be exactly
It's a
equivalent.
Piece of your... All right, look,
well, the problem is we're better than them, it's never going to be...
Well, wait, Alex, what part of the man would you like to see naked?
I mean, if I'm looking for something, I'm probably looking for dick.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Alex acts a little whore. Yeah.
Alex, can you clip that sound clip of saying that I'm looking for dick?
I swear to you, what I was going to say exactly, I was going to be like, I wish we had drops on this show because that's a good one.
Yeah, that was great. That was fantastic.
So you take dick over balls?
Yeah, the balls do nothing for me. That was like completely neutral.
Obviously. Nobody's taking balls over dick. Don't
Alex, the same
loser.
As seeing like his elbow. It meant nothing?
It's like, I mean, it's a little bit of a shock, but it's not like I've seen, I don't know, after working on this show, seeing balls doesn't bother me.
I'm
not saying it bothers
staff,
you,
huh?
But if you saw even like the hint of dick, you'd already have a bigger internal reaction to that.
Yeah, if I saw a hint of dick, I'd be more curious about the rest of the dick.
Wait a second. Jay, is Ari over your shoulder like your bad conscience?
He is. Yeah,
he's just hanging over there.
This is my
devil
shoulder.
Devil.
And is that Justin's mic?
Yeah.
Justin's my angel.
Sorry,
he's a devil.
Devils.
They're both devils. A couple of fucking kikes over your shoulder.
I'm so big that I'm blocking them both out. But I wonder if they might be doing gay stuff for all I know.
Speaking of a hint of dicks...
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Go
ahead. Is that it?
That wasn't the setup. That was the
joke. It would have been better timing when somebody said.
Ari and Justin are the hint of dicks.
Yeah, you get it.
Okay, I didn't. I thought you. Okay, I get it now.
Oh yeah.
Hey, yikes. Colin, can you just say that joke, please?
Can you set it up, please, there? Who was setting up, Jake?
Why don't I set it up? Colin knocks it down.
Let's do it. Let's go for it.
All right. Yeah, it looks like we got Ari and Justin here.
Speaking of hints of dicks.
Oh, man, I wish we had an air horn.
Hold on. Can I use my soundboard? Ooga. Does this work? Wait, hold on. Does this work?
Yes.
Is that working?
Yes.
Hell yeah. What was that? I can't hear it.
It's like static.
It just sounded like static.
All right, what about this? Is this doing it? I brought my own soundboard in case this got
That's
lame.
Cool. You're listening to the Hick and the Mick.
Let me know if this makes a noise.
It does, but it's too loud. Yeah.
Too loud?
Too loud.
What was that?
It's not too loud. Lewis is upset that you have it. It's such a power over the show.
Like, I feel like it's going to... I feel like it is too loud.
Oh, was it? I can't hear it. I can't hear it for some reason.
Fucking Lewis to the Karen. Shutting down the fun. Hey, everyone. Put your soundboards away. It's overmodulated.
Well, yeah, we don't need it. We're real. This isn't Morning Zoo. Meanwhile, Alex! You fucking cunt! Alex!
Soundboards are fun. I'm making a soundboard.
You're making me soundboard.
Heyo.
Oh,
hold on.
Can we, the soundboard is fun.
I don't not love that.
It's not bad. You call him. That was so good.
Lewis is so angry, too. The kids have taken over the school.
It's like toy soldiers.
Is that what happened to toy soldiers?
Kids took over the school.
No, dude. The school got taken over by terrorists.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids protected themselves.
That's the one
Columbine.
About the
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about Columbine.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, you know what? I get those two confused a lot. I'm thinking of the real national tragedy of Columbine.
The 1990s Louis Gossett Jr. movie. I'm thinking of the actual tragedy, Columbine.
Oh, wait. This isn't Louis Gossett Jr.
I get those
vehicle.
Two confused all the time.
Nonstop. Rambo and Columbine? Oh, yeah. Depends on the day where you get me on that one.
You know, with Columbine,
I hope the test is multiple choice.
With Columbine, it's funny to think those were just two kids in a trench coat, you know?
Oh, man.
It wasn't two kids in one trench coat. Like,
yeah, they're trying to sneak into a movie.
They didn't stand on each other's shoulders?
Two midgets on each other's shoulders trying to go to jail for only one person's term.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next video. Who do we got?
Okay, this time we got Dustin Smith, and he's going to introduce himself in the video.
Yes, I love it.
Dustin Smith, 6'1", 210 pounds.
Hell yeah.
What does it take to be on Team Rattlesnake? Heart, determination, an abnormally long belly button that says,
that's not how you wrap your hands. This is hilarious.
Is this guy putting on a ninja costume?
Those are definitely hand wraps.
Yeah. This is Sub-Zero.
He's like, I'm a black mummy.
He goes, I broke my arm today. I'm casting it up.
Experienced fighters, and I know it's hard to tell how damn clean these hands are. I've never sparred.
Oh, he's taking it off.
I do hit the heavy bag regularly, and I have for the last 5 years.
He looks like he spars with his wife and doesn't tell her they're sparring.
All my combinations from Sensei YouTube. So let me join Team Rattlesnake.
What is he doing?
Misfits and fuck ups.
It's a random.
Although both
bad.
My parents are alive and I love them very much.
I gotta tell you what, I like that rap.
I will come
though.
At Team
that's what I would. Yeah. That's cool. What I would wear if I fought.
That's not the way you wrap your hands.
No,
I like
know.
That. If you go back, there's a toilet.
Oh.
There's a toilet scrub on his kitchen counter. By the way, if you go back, I swear to God, if you go back, there's a toilet scrub on his kitchen table.
No, that's a duster. That's for the ceiling fan. No.
But it's funnier if it's a toilet.
Yeah,
scrub.
You know what?
It is funnier if it's a toilet scrub.
God damn, what focus?
Smoking a cigarette? Oh,
this guy rules.
I like this guy a lot.
No, I like this guy.
Hey,
this
what
guy
did you throw a punch?
There you go, Pop.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I like
he's
him a
cool.
lot.
Jay fears this guy's punching. Look.
What'd you say?
You said you fear this guy's punching. Okay, head kick. There you go, bro.
That was high. Oh, the combos?
Yeah. All right, I like him.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Wait.
I like him. He lives
there more.
You snuck in from behind.
He's limping. Yes, dude. Yeah, dude.
One last thing. Take that Skankfest ticket and give it to some starving kid in Africa or something, because our number motherfucking 69.
And he gave his QR code to everyone to use.
There you go.
So, you know, have fun,
take
Dustin.
That, everyone.
That's cool.
Idiot.
So oh, I sure hope we pick you now, idiot.
He covered that like we covered the Indian cop's face.
Poorly.
I like that guy a lot. I think he's
good.
Like
he's fun.
Yeah.
That's the last one.
Boxing while smoking a cigarette looks fucking cool.
Mm.
Yeah, really. Especially if you're throwing some good punches, man. That guy can throw.
Yeah, a couple of combos.
These look like heavy punches. They look like heavy punches.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. All right, let's go to the next guy.
Okay, this is Kyle Sidler. He also didn't send any text, so we'll have to just watch the video.
Kyle Sidler.
Hey, Skanks. My name is Kyle Sidler from Eugene, Oregon. I'm trying to throw my bid for the Amateur Fighting Rattlesnake team. I am 5'9", technically 5'8 and a half, but I claim that fucking half an inch as a gimme. I'm 185. I probably choked out at 165. I don't know if we're doing like a slave auction, but here's my physique. So I get to lose a few pounds. I go down to 160.
He's a dumper.
If I have to,
that body.
Yeah, he's not bad, dude.
Stout.
I feel just like walking around like that's bad.
So this is my official bid. Yeah, here's some goofy shit about it.
This is uncomfortable now.
Yeah.
I don't know, this part's weird.
No, I can't fight. No, I can't fight. This guy's gonna get himself hurt.
I've never actually been in a fight except for a brawl at a frat house where I got punched by like a 6'5" Samoan dude in the collarbone, but hey, I'm durable and I can fucking take it and I wanna join the squad.
I still like the fact that he wants to fucking try
Me
it
too.
Out, dude.
Yeah, I like
that. Fucking try himself. That's the point of this, is you wanna just try and see what it's fucking like to go get into a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Can I say, whatever that noise is? I don't know what that was.
That one was loud as fuck, dude.
What was it? I don't even know what it is. I can't hear it.
It was like a bow.
Oh, was that Twisted Pickle?
Oh yeah.
No, Simple Pickles.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. They get mixed up with Twisted Pickle all the time.
Yeah, it's like Jefferson Airplane, and they changed bands over
Jefferson
the years.
Starship, Twisted
Pickle,
yeah.
Twisted Pickle had that song, Outdoor Television.
Ari Shaffir on my right shoulder.
All right, we have one more, right?
Yeah, as we said.
Next, we have Mike Goodwin. He also just sent a video.
Any relation to Robbie?
Yep, by the looks of him, yeah.
Yeah, brother. It's his brother.
Yeah, that's his brother, the other half Afghani.
Wait, did he just send a selfie? That'd be awesome.
All right, guys, got to make this quick. Name's Goodwin. 5'10", 155. Work 7 days a week. Don't train. Got two kids, but I beat you out of anybody. Call me. Live in Conroe. I'll be there.
Well, he's my number one pick. He's now my number one.
Yeah, is there nothing of him training?
I don't think he trains, dude. I think it's got to just...
Gotta make this quick.
He's a bar fight guy. I like him.
Yeah, busy. He works 7 days a week.
I'd pick exclusively the last two guys.
Yeah, dude, that guy was awesome. Short and sweet. Kept it to the point.
No, I really like the first guy too.
Oh, not the last.
I like the nutsack fight guy was great. They're all great. All those guys are good.
They were all great, but the nutsack fight guy was good. I like, but my favorite two are the smoking and punching and that last guy.
Yeah, I'm with Jay. I like guys who kind of don't care.
Yeah, that guy was he said pushing yourself. He's like, I work all the time. I've never trained.
I got two kids, but I'll fucking go.
He has too much to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the smoking guy.
Yeah, you got too much to lose. Remember that time he lost his family because he competed in that tied shoelaces fight?
He's only got fired from the mine or whatever he works in.
This is like such
what's
a corny,
what's a 7 day a week job? Jesus.
I don't know.
I'm a migrant worker.
Gladys Diner.
Yeah. Uber Eats.
I own it. And I don't trust my staff.
It's not a good job. You know that.
Yeah. Hey, that guy's willing to just get in there and goes, yeah, someone, let me just beat the misery out of myself. He's going to put his wife's face on that person he fights.
But the smoker, you got to get the smoker.
Like the water boy.
Yeah.
Tackling fuel.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
He just sees his wife's face.
Why are you always working 7 days a week and not taking care of all the children? You're a pussy. You're a pussy. You never fight. You don't even train.
You're always talking about the Skate Fest. You've never been to Skate Fest. All you do is work.
Because I'm afraid, all right? For the first time in my life, I'm afraid.
You know, I pay all the goddamn bills around here. I just want some appreciation. Wow, this guy is really good at fighting.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm excited. Look, I'm very excited. We're going to make a decision. I think that's it. I think we've closed out the submissions. We're going to make a decision. Me and Ellis are getting together to do some matchmaking for some Team Rattlesnake versus Team Ellis fighters. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it.
Nice. Sickness.
Should we wrap this bitch up?
Let's wrap it up, doggy. This has been a fun one.
Can I just ask one question? Lewis, what type of chairs are you using for the musical chairs? Curiosity.
Rocking chairs.
Ooh.
Okay.
Rocking. Oh, because it's rock and roll.
Old-timey wooden rocking chairs.
Because it's harder to get out of there.
Rickety. Yeah. Almost dangerous to sit in.
But I know we're doing things like, I know Keith Jardine's coming out of Skankfest to like just punch people in the head during their fights and things. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Wow. Yeah, this sounds great.
Yeah. Or actually during their sets, Keith Jardine's going to come out while you're doing a comedy set and head kick you. At any given moment, dude, this is how we get the best out of our comedians at Skankfest. They fear for their lives.
There's always the threat of violence from behind you.
Keith Jardine.
From Keith Jardine, former MMA fucking beast.
Yeah, this should really spice things up on stage.
Yeah. You have a joke.
Dude, Keith Jardine just kicked Bob Saget in the face.
You have a joke that doesn't hit, and he might kick you from the back.
Yeah, if you have a joke that bombs.
He goes, blah, blah, blah. But I ended up fucking her anyway. Oh, shit. Yeah. Shit.
So, what else did I want? Boom.
Yeah. So, but give it up for the ladies, though. Am I right? The ladies looking good out here. Thank you so much, Colm. Thank you so much, Dalton. You guys, fucking hilarious as always. Stepping in. Congrats to Dave.
Yeah, congrats.
Going to be a dad for the second time. We're all excited for him. We love him. We miss him. He'll be back with us real soon. And until then, we'll catch you next time on The Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I'll punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass if you have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.